This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Dr. Seuss is probably the most famous children's book author of all time. And right now in Roswell, Georgia, you can have a little peek into his closet. Hats Off to Dr. Seuss is an exhibition of a portion of the artist's hat collection. I paid a visit to the Ann Jackson Gallery to see them for myself. When I arrived at the Ann Jackson Gallery last week, Atlanta had just thawed from the snowstorm, and so the crates containing this exhibit had just arrived. We found Bill Dreyer inside, hanging reproductions of Dr. Seuss's artwork.
I'm the curator and director for the Art of Dr. Seuss collection.
Dr. Seuss being the pen name of Theodore Geisel. In the front corner of the room, a steamer trunk turned display case exhibited a very Seussian collection of hats, and it put me in mind of a book I read long ago. When I was in the second or third grade, in our old dusty elementary school library, one afternoon I came across this book, The 500 Hats of Bartholomew Cubbins.
It's funny that you would mention that, John, because this exhibition is only taking place because of that book. This is the 75th anniversary of his second book, which is Bartholomew Cubbins and his 500 Hats.
Dreyer worked directly with Seuss's widow, Audrey Geisel, to bring this exhibition together.
She said once, "Would you like to see the hat closet?" And she waves you over into the library, and the last section of books in the bookshelf opens up to reveal a hidden room, like something out of a James Bond movie. And in that room are hanging on both sides of the wall, ceiling to the floor, are hats that he collected during his lifetime.
The Bartholomew Cubbins book is one you may not know. It's certainly not nearly as renowned as, say, Hop on Pop or The Lorax. But it opens with, "In the beginning, Bartholomew Cubbins didn't have 500 hats. He had only one hat."
And John, right here in the hat closet, we have Bartholomew's hat right there.
Oh, there it is.
The humble little red cap with a white feather stuck through the side sits side by side with grand military hats and brightly colored plumage.
His sister was quoted in a newspaper as saying that Ted has started this new fascination with collecting hats, and he must have several hundred of them now. And at one point, he may have had close to 500 hats.
Only a little over 100 of those survive today. And of those, about 20 are on display.
And you see right here is this feather hat that we believe to be is African. We have some beautiful South American hats that have this flat quality on top with that pattern that you might see in Peru. Yeah. You also have this beautiful Chinese embroidered hat there, this Mongolian hat with this beautiful satin and gold rickrack and embroidery with the fur ear flaps on there.
Now this one surprises me, a drum major's hat.
There's a great photo here of him wearing that drum major's hat. And you'll also see that right down here is probably the most iconic hat in history, and it's the stovepipe red and white Cat in the Hat hat. There it is.
In addition to all the hats, the gallery is full of reproductions of Seuss's artwork. Some look like they came straight off the pages of his books. Others are strange and almost abstract.
He painted what's become known as the secret art of Dr. Seuss late at night for his own personal enjoyment. Rarely, if ever, did he exhibit these works during his lifetime.
One of these works hangs right by the front door.
And this is an artwork that's called Green Cat with Lights, and it's exactly that. It's this cat that almost has a Grinch quality to it, and the cat is kind of hidden back behind all these white and yellow lights that are hanging in front of it.
In the corner, the work is signed, not Seuss, but Strugo Fawn M.
He would hang this in the front of his house, and people would come through and walk by, and they'd say, "What's this?" And Ted would stand back and go, "That's my Strugo Fawn M. How do you like it?" And at least on one occasion, somebody said, "Oh, I've heard of Strugo Fawn M, yes." I almost feel like that's Ted Geisel hiding back there as a prankster saying, "Do you know who this is?"
You can become acquainted with Theodore Geisel just a little bit better at Hats Off to Dr. Seuss, on display at the Ann Jackson Gallery in Roswell, Georgia, now through February 16th. There are photos of the exhibit right now on our website, wabe.org/citycafe.